So in 1905, you moved to 2511 South 16th Street, because you were there in August.
Yes.
And then in 1904, you were 1728
South 18th. No, that's not right. We were at 1728 South 18th Street after I finished normal school. We came up there, and she bought this house. When we sold the business.
Yeah. Now, in looking at this album, which is marked Album B, there's a picture here. It says, Wissy Hicken passed September 5th, 1905. Who's that in the picture?
Well, that would be graduation year.
Who was it?
I don't know who it was.
It's a very dull picture.
Yeah, because the other picture is Margie Carroll Bulger.
Oh,
there.
The one on your...
She lived in Mount Airy, and we used to go up there and then walk out on the Wissahickon, you know, and walk out in the park.
Is that a graduation?
That's Annie Fleming.
Oh, I see.
That's September 1905.
Uh-huh.
Well, that would be our last year in high school.
This one that says Croydon, C-R-O-I-G-H-T-O-N,
1905. Oh, that's a country place with a creek running through it up here near the Neshaminy. Where we used to go up maybe for a day or for picnics or maybe a weekend, or group of girls and boys, you know.
Is this Chester Bardsley?
No, that's Jack Williams.
Was he from the school?
No, it's just another one of the boys. See, that's Mount Airy.
Uh-huh.
Now that probably would be at Margie's place. Margie Carroll.
Is she still up there?
She lives in Germantown now. She's Margie Bulger. That's
of you sitting on the doorstep. It doesn't look like Moore Street.
No, it doesn't.
Who's that? Is that Williams again?
No, that's George Barker.
It looks like the Moore Street house. Maybe it's nearby.
Well, Moore Street house had high steps. That's August 1905. So that's probably Croydon again or someplace like that, where we used to go for picnics.
What's this Atlantic City picture? Who's in that one?
Some of my high school girls, Mabel Adair and Helen Adair and myself and, who's that other girl? What's that other girl's name?
Carol?
No. Yeah.
Joyce?
No, she was...
I think it was a small album that was just the inside of the
city. The children were not destructive, but the latter ones, when they were little, would get things and destroy them much more than the first ones, the older
ones. Who's that with Agnes Conahan, Atlantic City, 1970?
John O'Boyle.
And where's this place where you're
That's
standing?
Down one of the walks down from the boardwalk in Atlantic City.
You're standing right at the base of it.
Yeah. Oh, I can't remember that. Sarah Barnholt's that girl's name. And Sarah Barnholt was the president of the class in high school. And that's Sarah in those pictures.
Was she a teacher later?
She taught, and then she married a doctor.
Is she alive now?
She's alive, but her husband is dead.
What's her name?
I don't know. What's her picture?
The Smart Engineering Building, U of P, 1970.
Well, that's just a trip down to Penn through the different buildings and the grounds. And we used to go down there to some of these inter-class games and things of that sort, you know, and wander around through the grounds.
Is that Chester Bardsley?
Yes.
So just one of the... This picture that's marked... on the Hudson River, 1907, the Dirty Dozen. Who are they?
Well, they were that was our high school trip up the Hudson River.
Were you
for
in
class day?
You were still in high school?
We were finishing high school, not 1907. We were finishing normal school in 1907, and we went up the Hudson for our class day. Want me to name them? You mean? Well, it's Lois Calvert, Mabel Adair, Bertha Desross, Lenny Height, Edna Davis, Margie Carroll, Joyce Clymer, Reen Fay, Margaret Farrell, and Julia Fay.
Are any of them alive today?
Yes. Well, Margaret Farrell is. Margaret Farrell is. Marge Bulger.
Well, what are their names and where they live?
I don't know. I haven't been in touch with them lately, except that Marge Bulger had a luncheon sometime in the spring and had about six of them there. Uh-huh. And we enjoyed it very much, but I'd never be able to tell you their names. Most of them are married. Those that aren't married are principals of school, and one of them's in the an assistant superintendent of the schools.
Today?
Yeah. And
well, you ought to know where they are then.
Well, I'm not in touch with them. I've been out of touch with them for so long.
Who are these two in the picture of the three girls together, and you're in the middle at class day 1907 at West Point?
Well, that's still a trip up the Hudson. We stopped at West Point.
Well, who's with you?
That's Bertha Desroth and Margaret Farrell and myself.
You used to go out to Willow Grove for the day?
Well, in those days, the girls took a day, went someplace up in the country where they could probably go canoeing, went to Willow Grove where they could take their lunch and go on some of the amusements and spend the day there together, go up the Wissahickon Drive and take these walks through the Wissahickon Drive and up and down the roadways there that they usually use for horseback riding. And very pretty, and made it very interesting. And we were great for going away on a Saturday for the day.
This picture, 1907, Willow Grove, and you have a hoop skirt. What's that river behind it?
That's the Schuylkill River.
Was that on one of the walks?
Yes, that's on one of the walks.
And on the same page there, this one where you're laying down the grass, who's that with you?
Mabel Adair.
Where's she now?
Well, she's married and has two children married.